A good night of Shabbos, Parshas Chukas, with tremendous sadness and grief. I want to dedicate tonight's shir to the schus to find the body of Reb Reuven Bauman. I'm sure most of you, if not all of you, have heard about the Rebbe who tried to save the life of his Talmud off the beach in Norfolk, Virginia. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu helped that we should find his body. He should be zeichet to Kivuras Yisrael. And that his family will have the proper closure so they'll be able to move on following this tremendous tragedy. As we speak, there are hundreds of volunteers who left their families and their jobs to go search the waters of the Atlantic to find the tzaddik Mika Amcha Yisrael. And the schus, we should be zeichet to hear that they did what they had to, and they found him. I actually was inspired to what I'm going to share with you tonight after I heard about this tragedy. When I heard about a Rebbe who very well knew when he was running and jumping into the water that there was a ripping current because he saw his students struggling. And he risked his life to save a Talmud. It's considered an amazing act out there, but as Yidden, we're used to it. We see Rabbeim, Moros of Klal Yisrael, sacrificing for their Talmidim, and we take it for granted. And I assure you, it never dawned on him not to, whatever he thought about, because this is our Torah. Just this week, I had the opportunity here in camp, and I shared a story with the Bochum here in camp, that in the year 1938, the great Rabbi Hanan Wasserman was here in America on a fundraising trip. And that was when the earth in Europe was burning under the Yidden's feet. And a delegation of Yidden went into Rabbi Hanan, a Yidden of American Jews, and they begged him to stay here in America. It's dangerous back there. We'll buy you a house. We'll pay to bring your family over. Stay here in America where it's safe. And Rabbi Hanan never entertained leaving his family behind. He said, if there's trying times for my Talmidim, I need to be there for them. So this is who the Rabbeim and Klal Yisrael are. Their Mesiras Nefesh is actually the success of Klal Yisrael. And I will show it to you in this week's parasha in such an incredible way, how it is only that Mesiras Nefesh that the generations before us, the Rabbeim of Klal Yisrael, have for the next generation, that there is another generation. The parasha begins, Zois Chukas HaTorah. This is the chayk. A chayk, we all know, is a statue. It means something that we don't understand. And the Torah is talking about the parasha Parah Adumah, the most difficult mitzvah to understand, the only mitzvah that Shlomo HaMelech did not understand. What was that mitzvah? The mitzvah is if someone is tamei, someone goes and sprays a special Efer HaParah on him, and he becomes tahor, he becomes pure. The irony, though, is that the person who sprays, he becomes tamei, he needs to go to a mikvah. This, perhaps, is the most difficult part of understanding this mitzvah. How can it be that the way you make the person who can make someone tahor, the very act that makes someone tahor, that very act makes the person who facilitates a tamei very, very strange indeed? The answer to understand this is a pshat I once heard, an incredible, incredible pshat. In order for a person to become tahor, in order for a person to be able to have a positive impact on someone else, you need to be meiser nefesh. You need to be willing to give up something from yourself. It's not that easy to take someone who's tamei and make him tahor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make it that easy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's message, you really want that person to become tahor? Okay. Are you willing to be meiser nefesh for that person to become tahor? When the person who sprays is willing to become tamei and out of commission till he goes to a mikveh and goes through a Herb Shemesh and goes through a process, only then does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, okay, I am willing to give him tahara. There's another pshat the Gemara says on the word zayis chukas ha-tayra, that it's not referring to the paraduma, but it's referring to learning tayra. What is the common denominator of learning tayra and paraduma? The same exact lesson. Kosh Baruch Hu is telling every single one in Klal Yisrael. You want to impact, whether it's your children, your spouse, people at work next to you, it's not that easy. The way Torah is given over successfully is only when there's Mesiras Nefesh on the teacher's part, on the Rebbe's part. How many of you have ever wondered why Torah was not printed in books? Only much later. How come Kosh Baruch Hu wanted Rabbeim to teach Talmidim? And the answer is because the Torah doesn't just transfer in a library. The Torah transfers when students see that their Rebbeim and their teachers are going ahead and being Meisir Nefesh for them, not only in the learning, but as a person, the Torah continues on. This is the chayk, the secret. It's a secret. Because really it should just be that if I space someone with Tahara, with the Meiva Apar, it should work. Really it should be. You teach someone Torah, it should go in. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not so quick, not so quick. It's a chayk. There's a secret the way I want. Unless I see that you are willing to give up from yourself, I'm not bringing Yeshua. It's not that easy. I'm not bringing Tahara. We once mentioned this, so we find the same thing by Yetzias Mitzrayim. The first pasuk in Parshas Ve'era says, "Vigam ani shamati." As Nakas Meisav Kosh Baruch Hu says, now it's time to take you out of Mitzrayim. You know why? Because "Vigam ani shamati." I also heard the screams of Klal Yisrael. And the Chassam Sefer asks, what do you mean you also heard? Hashem also heard. Who else heard? Says the Chassam Sefer. Only when a Yid listens to his fellow friend and he's willing to help him, the Kosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to help. HaKosh Baruch Hu says, V'gam ani shamati, I also heard. Till you were listening to each other, I'm not here to help. When I see that one Yid's willing to be Meisir Nefesh for another Yid, that's when I kick in. Kosh Baruch Hu says, if I see a Yid wants to become Tameh for another Yid, I see a Yid willing to go ahead and stay up at night, take time and teach Torah to another person, be a positive impact on a person, give an hour of your life to be mechazik another Yid, you will be able to have the impact. That's the secret. Chukas HaTorah. What does this have to do with us? We're not Rebbeim. What does this have to do with the women and the girls of Klal Yisrael? The answer is, there has never been a Talmud Chacham that has come about without sacrifice from his mother or from his wife. It doesn't work that way. No one. Everyone wants good children. You ask anyone today, everyone wants a husband, a Talmud Chacham. Everyone wants young children, wonderful children. It's not easy. The million-dollar question is, are you willing to sacrifice? If you're willing, you want good children, as long as you don't have to sacrifice, that doesn't work that way. It takes sacrifice. This is the lesson of the Paraduma. Everyone tries to have impact on other people in different ways. You need to realize it is only the people that really sacrifice that are Matzliach. I'll share with you an unbelievable story. A story that mamish, when I heard it the first time, it mamish moved me. There's a Yid in Flatbush who does Kiruv. His name is Rabbi Jakotinsky. He unfortunately is very, very busy with children that Le'aleinu Bachrim that go off the Derech, and he's very, very busy. One day, a prominent Rosh Yeshiva calls him up and he asks him, can you please learn with my son who unfortunately is off the Derech? I'll give you whatever you need. He says, before you give me anything, of course I'm going to learn with your son, Chashav Rosh Yeshiva. And he says, for years already, I never say no when there's a Bachar who's struggling. And then he turns to this prominent Rosh Yeshiva on the phone. He says, do you want to know why? So he says, fine, tell me why. He says, when I was a young Bachar in ninth grade, I was struggling. And as the year went by, I was from out of town. I was in an in-town yeshiva, and I was falling behind, and I was just ready to leave yeshiva. And I decided maybe on a Shabbos, there's the older Bachar in the yeshiva ready to learn. I'm going to ask some of them to help me. Maybe they can help me catch up so I can keep up to par. I went over to one Bachar. He says, no, I'm sorry. I have to finish another Masechta. I went over to another Bachar. He says, no, on Shabbos, I'm on only Hilchos Shabbos. I went over to a third Bachar. He says, I need to focus on my own things, a fourth Bachar. And he says, there's only one last Bachar left in Beis Medrash. And I made a commitment in my heart. If he gives me the time, I will stay in yeshiva and try. If he also tells me he has no time for me, I am going. I'm leaving yeshiva. Find myself a job. I'll do something else. I approached him. And just like all the other bachurim, he really needed the time. He was making up. He was chazuring his own shir. And I looked at him and he saw my eyes how badly I wanted it. And he said, sure, I'll help you. And he learned with me every single Shabbos after that. Do you know, he said to the Shoshir on the phone, who that older bachur was? That bachur was you. And he tells him, the reason you were mashpia on me, was because you also, you gave up from your time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw genuinely how you gave up. He said, you'll be matriach. Every one of us needs to think. We all want things done. We want to be mashpia on our families, on other people, our spouse, our children, whoever it is that we're zeichet to be mashpia on. Remember the secret that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. The only one who could bring about tahara to another yid is someone who's willing to become tamei himself. Are you willing to take a blow for another yid? You will be one of the mashpim. The Emissa should help. Here we had a yid this week who gave up his life for a Talmud of his. Now we have hundreds of yidin on the Atlantic in jet skis and boats that are trying to find this yid, that are being moistened nefesh. They're giving up days of work. They're giving up time with their family. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the schus of the Mesiris Nefesh of these people. The schus that they are trying to do this mitzvah, to be mezakeh this Reb Ruvain Dalman with Kfuras Yisrael. They should be zeichet to be matzliach. We should be zeichet, we should hear very soon that he was found. And we should all be zeichet to be successfully mashpia on those around us that we're trying hard to be. Have a wonderful Shabbos.